Gmail James Driscoll RealUpHuman.net at gmail.com. Adding a comment to a Truthfinder record, this comment I copied into the clipboard, will note update. RealUpHuman.net, RealUpHuman.net at gmail.com. Tuesday, March 26, 2019 at 11:25 a.m. to Truthfinder help at truthfinder.com. CC, hash Jonathan.Arellano Jackson, hash Cromobone the dot good, Girellano Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Cinnamon at RockyMountainCares.org, Michael R. Maynard, at RealUpHuman client advocate of James Driscoll, M. Maynard at fapinfo.org. Image.png. Click image above, or this text here, myhivteam story status. Image.png. Click on image above, or this text here, to link to the QR code URL in this image. Note, this link above is coded to create the binding that the CDC contact form has been taken into view that the CDC has been contacted in these circumstances. No response yet given. Hashtag hiveintreatable, meme search. Image.png. Click on image above, or this text link here, to link to and listen to this address. Dear Truthfinder. I have sent to you part 1 of the Exposing Truth of Conspiracy, that needs your direct attention, review, and reply onto this matter. Please read and or listen to spoken voice text narrative interface of from realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net at gmail.com to Truthfinder help at truthfinder.com. Date, March 24, 2019, 6:52 p.m. Subject, Truthfinder, Trust Ladder, Society Alignment of Truth Tech Solution, Information Theory, Forwarded Message, Monitor the Google Search Traffic to Dr. Eric Tomoni Shigeno, fuckeduphuman.net mailed by gmail.com. The online HTML of this email with a spoken voice text narrative interface is found here. TXT, Gmail, Truthfinder, Trust Ladder, Society Alignment of Truth Tech Solution Information Theory.htm. 26 March 2019, 2:53:87 k. This email here introducing you to part 1, is not part 2. This email here does not incorporate the dynamic subdomain, URL addressing that is actually available as a technology feature, spec, on internet domains that most internet admins have disabled, may not even know of its presence and usage, and complain about its function if it is a CCIDENTIAL activated by the domain configuration. Once again, I have this tech spec feature enabled for an intended purpose. That purpose is to provide a memetic name and construct meme meanings in a binding presence by URL addressing. This spec was introduced to me long time ago and this feature is active on my internet domains for over 10 full years. As an actual tech spec, available, it is used in the comments of an applied need, the original request subject here from October 2017, the commenting of the truth continues. I have placed and applied a new, suspended, comment since I have made the claim that I am being singled out for some kind of rule to either review or censor from view my applied comments, and the technology that comes with it, because you all are in defense of haters, enable the active acts of injury of haters, or by witness, you are watching and condoning by restricting the applied needs of reprimands onto wrongdoers in our society. I caught you at a dilemma that the Truthfinder background check for Harvey Weinstein was not showing up as a search return result for Harvey Weinstein when it was a public news item that he had wronged many in the hashtag Time's Up and hashtag MeToo memplex of circumstances. His report was being sheltered from view and I caught you at it. That policy was somehow changed, or truly was it? And that was a good thing. Now for the next truth and consequences interface into our society of background check reports. You may want to place a warning and instructions on how to perform this action of reprimands. I have no guidance but my conscience is my reality, I document only the truth. The Truthfinder background check report for my referenced friend and former roommate Robert Stewart Robinson of Denver, Colorado is now the subject of an update once again. In that, I have applied new comments, the previous request apparently was completed. Now this report has a new comment that is still somewhere. In the clouds of datasets that need to be handled with the truth on the side of documenting wrongdoing and a conspiracy that it is hard to wrap one's head around. But what is documented is the truth with some deductive reasoning persuasive dataset information tracking on the information society that should be considered into the view of the record holding here on my internet domains. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/banner.png. Image.png. the public accessible and surface web indexed retrievable Truth Finder web version of Background Check Report, as originally referenced in this subject email from October 2017, for Robert Stewart Robinson has been updated with new comments applied just this past hour. The served back results page for this web version Truth Finder person report of a member applied comment is into the view of the public even if that view is not sourced from your site. This by me having both membership status and a public archive ability holding on my internet domains. I still believe that I am hold a paid membership status for a long-term duration even with my membership interface having an apparent singled-out rule, in place of censorship, that is also established to be holding against me longstanding by the reference date and subject of the email that I am appending a new reply thread into your view. Good grief, Charlie Brown. The new version of this applied commented page is available at TXT, Truth Finder, Background Report, Robert Stewart Robinson, .htm. The 26th of March 2019 856 598 K. I will provide a spaced clipboard presentation of the new comment applied to this report in the contact section of Mr. Robinson's result applied comments. In part 2 that is still under a written draft status, but an audio narrative of the page available. You might want to sit down for this quietly and with a long pause of conscience that you might not have had the courage to place as a completion to your beliefs. To contemplate what to do here. Contact the FBI. I encourage you. Please do. Gmail, Truth Finder, Evidence of a True Conspiracy and Cover-Up of Injury to the HIV Community, .org. The 25th of March 2019 1919 7.1m. This has a work-in-process text script to be used in text narrative spoken conversions. The URLs are tricky, but they are valid. This has a PREAPPENDED message of reality for the INTERSTED public, and I have already linked this audio and written process script in the public view, in PosPlanet Facebook group. I am proceeding to call out and reprimand the wrongdoers in these regards. Will you unite peace or fight against the truth in you mission, with me? As the truth is the only real up human reliable holds that we can and should build our society from, and you have already shown yourself to hold an invisibility shield against the privileged WHO or on the higher pillars of life to their downfall they must be taken down off their thrones of hate. Do you agree? TXT text, Truth Finder part 2.txt. The 25th of March 2019 1801 28k. New comments to process, you pick which way this should ride, on the Truth Finder background report. Of my friend who is a victim of circumstances, or as I proposed, the Truth Finder background reports of the wrongdoers, that you must release your arrangements, agreements, contracts, to protect at any cost. From the truth being told, as you are the Truth Finder of our information society, you must place reprimands. Interview, or else we are doomed. Part 1. Contact section, member comments, report, Robert Stewart Robinson. As I have reviewed the older contents that are updated to my website, there was an email directed to help@truthfinder.com that requests a need to update to the public record detail of concern that happened within a set of circumstances that are hidden away from the main view that the public sees of social services in Denver, Colorado. At the time of this email to Truth Finder Help, Monday, October 23, 2017 at 8:59 a.m., that provide a link to this Truth Finder report of Robert Robertson, subject titled, Adding a Comment to a Truth Finder Record, this comment I copied into the clipboard, will note not update, a link to this report is placed into the email that was directed to Truth Finder Help in a very large and detailed, perhaps confused block flood of content that needed to be stamped, interview, this block of comment at the time of the email had not become visible in this report. I placed a public record archive of the email and comment that was being held restricted from this report on my internet domains in the folder, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/truthfinder.com/, with a full link to the email archived at http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/truthfinder.com/help@truthfinder.com/gmail, adding a comment to a Truth Finder record, this comment I copied into the clipboard, will note update.html. Apparently, this block flood content comment was finally updated per my request. As of this date, March 24, 2019, it has visibility status. Yes, I have a copy of the HTML. In the cross-passing of time and opportunities, the record of Glassdoor employee reviews of Colorado Health Network had not yet been made aware of to the author James M. Driscoll of these report trackings. At the time of this email sent along with the full record of the Glassdoor reviews that are now in view, this flood block comment states something that confirms the assertions made in this Truthfinder background check report comment stamped here. In that everything here is the truth, and true, or somewhat shocking to realize what is documented to the record as holding, as a record of standing. On Glassdoor, these are employee-tiered level of information reporting interfaces affixed to the company profile of Colorado Health Network. In that, there is no client-based true system information reporting tier level tracking. This comment here is tracking that per a person's background check data record. That was the only method that I could guarantee that the record of reliable trust could be ascertained from future looking backward onto these circumstances. That day has finally come. A different city reporting is irrelevant to these concerns. They are the same organization under the same management and CEO. The direct subject relevance Glassdoor direct link URL is accessed here, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rv2317721.6.htm, dated a full year later, October 27, 2018, *** stay away. Former employee, medical case manager in Colorado Springs, CO doesn't recommend. Negative outlook disapproves of CEO. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time, more than 5 years. Pros. This unfortunately is an area that there is nothing to promote as there are no pros to this job. Cons. EEOC violations, confidentiality compromises of the people they are supposed to protect, pay is below average and benefits are horrible. The CEO is below the bottom of the swamp in regards to leadership. And a less detailed associated to these claims made upon this Glassdoor record was made prior in an employee report dated February 17, 2018. If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Direct URL, https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-colorado-health-network-rv1929742.htm. That is not the only shocking and repulsive Glassdoor review appearing against Colorado Health Network. What is apparent by these Glassdoor reviews is that what is detailed in this Truthfinder background check report, even if it is placed as a block flood content update upon this record for my friend and former roommate Robert Robinson, is true. That a working intrusive, interruptive and hate-based activity was occurring hidden away from view. These activities were at the hands of the inner working staff directors and leaders of this Ryan White Care Act-funded social service agency. In that I am part of the targeted persons with HIV, the other targeted group were other persons on dating app social media that were a part of a sub-community online. Mainly gay black men and a category of sexual interests that does not need to be mentioned here. In that judgment that those falling under this classification, as broad stroke defined as the dirty, has seen substantial interferences. These involving social services interfaces to clients that then they violate these clients' privacy on social media mechanics that I claim has been coded and involved by these apps to their social services partnered with website admins, intentional and purposeful security violations to allow social services into these data mining activities without client direct authorization, of course, and site member authorization, of course, that are extreme violations of the law. The contacts and then expanded data records attached of these persons involved in a sexual interest that the social services had no legal right, moral right, or God-given right to violate these barriers in our information society. In that the FBI was called attention to these matters, as it is mentioned here, in the eviction case of Allen Temple Housing and Development versus Driscoll in Oakland, California, filed date April 2006, as a carryover pivot point tie here of truth, these events are related and that the interference matters relating to Denver, Colorado 2016-2017 have intermixed memplex dynamics of understanding, matching memes, that places these activities against the citizens of the United States of America for many years if not decades. The attempted involvement of the FBI by my in-person visit to their Oakland field office on June 21, 2006 marks a date that places the FBI into questionable cover-up since I reported the conditions of cyberstalking, cyberharassment, cyberbullying and in fact cyberhacking, a federal offense, of an online entertainment account associated to this sub-community, sexual interests. In that the FBI was given the facts of these events with a pretty decent and calm interface with this agent, by the way, the FBI agent that conducted the interview after I provided to them that I was HIV infected in my initial intake screening documentation, had latex gloves on during his interview, a somewhat insult upon the HIV transmission risks of the date. I take it that this evidence stamped into the view of TruthFinder datasets is treated seriously and with great concern that the involvement of the FBI is now compulsory and that this evidence is documented from the source as being the author of the internet domain of @realuphuman.net, actively serving the truth to all time human history, that each and every stroke of my keys being performed has been and continues to be the motive and intentioned efforts to provide a plain unvarnished tale of the truth. This is an absolutely outrageous set of conditions placed against a subculture of the United States, the HIV-infected persons of community living, but in this effort, it would be apparent that those WHO are classified as the dirty, are indeed set forth into life circumstances of chaos, for we have no value of life and deserve our punishments set forth by those of haters collective elites. Their intention and actions against US was to set forth a life set of circumstances to go die and burn in hell for our apparent sins. Note of authorship here, is that strong enough language for the world? This is set forth by deductive reasoning to be true. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net, http://chesnykalanjanapartments.fuckeduphuman.net, http://pillarpropertilk.fuckeduphuman.net, http://futhalatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, http://desertadesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, http://cascadeaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, I am not finished. http://drnancyellenmadinger.fuckeduphuman.net, http://angelelizabethkeaty.fuckeduphuman.net, I should but have not defined regional director Jamie Villalobos of Colorado Health Network, for he should be actually jailed in prison and does not deserve reconciliation, http://dr. Eric Tomoni Shigano.fuckeduphuman.net, http://michael ray maynard.fuckeduphuman.net, http://jennifer ann brema.fuckeduphuman.net. That is a set of defines. There are more people involved in the knowledge of this hate memplex conspiracy that should also be taken into this category, but I am only one man, and only two hands, and only one mind, that hurts, cries, and sops endlessly at times, to the creation of the haters that have remained to win and I lose my life, for now I am #hyventreatable because no one can come forward with this truth, and confess their role and their knowledge of these extreme conditions of hate that has impacted me directly in my documentation of a live life journal, on the domains of @realuphuman.net, @grewup.net, @fuckeduphuman.net, great reasons us will unite peace, really. Great reasons, not. This should be embarrassing and remorse should take over to the injury you have caused me and the injury that you have caused the community. You all should be ashamed. How can you all sleep at night knowing this activity is happening and you have not the conscience to step forward and stop it, outright? I want to know the person at the top of this hate chain, the head boss that has created this, I want to know his, her, their names. I demand that the truth be told to the public. I demand it. An admonishment of the Ryan White Care Act funded social services nationally systemic problem, confirmed on Glassdoor, this has strong language and intended for adults who hold professionalism. That on LinkedIn actual, in operation, company name profiles are included. To have the allowable, legally required, use of the fuck word in their company name profiles. That standard thus applies to the entire net and thus also onto this direct for updating status comment. Uphuman.net. Hey, TruthFinder, if you do not bring this forward, then Robert Stuart Robinson would, in this link, say to you, Uphuman.net, fuck you, for allowing the haters to win. He is a friend of this network holding this space online as http://blockinstud9.grewup.net, his Adam4Adam ID handle, old coded site, try these links for size, http://blockinstud9.grewup.net/hey-u/, http://blockinstud9.grewup.net/truth=trust/, http://blockinstud9.grewup.net/comfortably-num. Also, see the other members' shortcuts here, you all should be ashamed of yourselves for this conduct unbecoming professionals. http://gvanchi.grewup.net/1st-night-lion/, http://gvanchi.grewup.net/good-friends-true-friends/, http://gvanchi.grewup.net/family-and-friends/. Yeah, right. @grewup2019, great reasons us will unite peace TruthFinder, you can ignore this comment, not updating it to the record. You can take responsibility for the truth, this content has my authorization to post. But in the absence of that posting that is really nasty, don't you agree, you can facilitate a higher society, moral agency, here and help me take into these considerations, comment onto the Truth Finder background check reports of associated wrongdoing persons, and or you can contact them directly to contact me for apology and reconciliation purposes. As a request of record, I request that you remove the long-standing block flood content that was placed as a data truth and hold that data truth into view as we proceed. Which way do you want to move this forward? Email, truthfinder-datarecord-roberts2artrobinson@gruup.net. On Monday, October 23, 2017 at 8:59 a.m. realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net@gmail.com wrote. Onto the record of Robert Stewart Robinson, in the section of residence, for he and I have crossing lives. He is a victim of hashtag conspiracy. https://www.truthfinder.com/dashboard/reports/129756/person/bc149d-5b35-482f-89c6-72f07 d 4 e 393/. Search first name equals Robert and search last name equals Robinson and search state equals CO. You going to allow this comment to remain all time history, knowing I am making my stand on your site here? Or are you going to delete this comment to the protection of conspirators of a hate collective inside of something greater and grand you think could not happen in the United States of America? I have an outgoing #macta.pond media creation to the knowing of circumstances to this radio transcript applies. As a person already involved in computing and telecommunications, having already written two prior BBS software from scratch being debut in the Library Journal in November of 1987, I am showing, my work effort of bringing attention to HIV, AIDS issues was long-standing way long before I became infected. This radio broadcast recorded onto my side of listening real-time live in somewhere in my cassette library records tapes, in Denver, Colorado storage. Now that I have that exposed, let's break into my storage and burglarize it to steal that record of truth. For these conspirators of hate, anything and everything is questionable possible, for that already happened to my Oakland storage unit at public storage, and here is the record of that truth. Who and what you believe is irrelevant to know. I hold truth record conspiracy on top of everything here. I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. And this matter is still not solved. To your issued statement on record now here, at this time you do not want to become partners. Well, that is okay I suppose. I was not truing asking for net partnership. I was attempting to relate truth as truth finder. You cannot allow a lie to pass into view when you know it is a lie. And for that, my address to you services. And that, my dearest on kind sirs, gentlemen and ladies alike, is that which is a great sin to pass a lie onto a record when you indeed realize it is a lie. You are not going to be an ignorant part of story casting here, for you must realize the truth and take Truth Finder to the limit, and please that some common wisdom I depose upon you of our roles and responsibilities as net citizens seriously please. Please eject these sources of hate enablers off the web. It is damn important you realize your enabled sources are part of my record of truth. And when you meet yourself sometime in the future, record of immorality possible. What will your copy say you did today was right or wrong? When the artificial intelligence will collect all of it out here, and truly rectify the missing paces of story I cannot reach, in hidden subterfuge. This is a very details complex issue, and for that, KPFA introduces this radio broadcast to that limit to which we all are just sublime to be only accepting quips of news and quirks, quirts, and queers of lives lost, and all is lost here of our collective common conscience in that indecent human condition. Quirts you say. It goes to the horseback riding event I attempted with Daryl Vigil, executive director of Colorado Health Network, in this audio transcript of the email I wrote. And you take that meaning, you all deserve your whippings or public flogging as I said? You all are shameful to allow this standard of cover-up. Do not cross me in complacency again. You cannot win my standing on wisdom wise betterment excellence foundations of memplexes you don't see. Because you have been given this story, absolute to my best ability accurate to the word, deliverance to the world. At Relapuman. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fucked-up-human.net/%23/sir-demand-for-attention/Daryl Vigil Chief Ex Officer Denver Colorado Ed's project-%23/sir-demand-for-attention.mp3. Way off the lines of moral performances here, way off the track this train has detailed. Try to sleep at night, yuck, you are sleeping comfortable in this mess of others I assume, and not do something grand scale intervention. Good day. I am only scholarly at all levels of this address. This radio broadcast URL has American Library Archive to place a direct reference, not a domain archive. Don't you think this is time to quit being stupid and make this hate collective impassable? Time here to continue against community peaceful ways of loving freely. Don't you think it is time to make a statement on your site that no one is insulated from the Truth Finder record? Perhaps only one type of person could be, a spy of our government intelligence CIA. Perhaps or perhaps not. I don't make enough money here in my effort at free words of advice, without pay of any kind to this mission work I am on. I don't have that kind of pay scale informative knowledge. You crafted wise to all things wellness of the net morality standing I am placing against this to hold us to our moral lines collectively. We have lost it. Don't you think that is a part of why I contacted you onto Harvey Weinstein? I don't want partnership. I want your commitment of truth to bear witness to equally across all channels of humankind. That is the standard of address I was expecting. Thank for you clarifying you do not want to become net business partners, until that comment would be made by your organization, I would not want to become net partners with you anyway. There is no business partnership at level that was offered because I am running a profit or not-for-profit business for this mission work. I have but no special interest but the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to offer your partnership of net solvency. https://archive.org/stream/folkfa199006uya_o/folkfa199006uya_o_djvu.txt. This address in 1990 on public radio began as this, the subject matter to which later is HIV, AIDS. This is a complexity of things, and you all care to not want complex issues placed forward to the record of truth. No much for your small minds to handle apparent. My mind is not small. Full text of KPFA Folio June 1990, see other formats. KPFA FFM 94. Listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio Program Guide for KPFA and KFCF June 1990. A weekday program about science, the humanities, and our survival. Carrot. By Ginny Z. Person. You have an extremely limited attention span. Anything that can't be said in less than 5 minutes is something that you don't want to hear. You're not interested in the serious treatment of ideas, or in-depth philosophical discussions. Hats the ruling conventional wisdom of broadcasting. Make it short, make it snappy, reduce everything to the lowest common denominator. You sec it in the 30-second soundbite on TV, you hear it on commercial radio, and more on non-commercial radio. There is, of course, some truth to the notion that people want their information in short, easily digestible pieces. We are, after all, overwhelmed with information, and in the Bay Area we have over 70 radio stations to choose from, and people do push those buttons. Still, or maybe, because of this trend, we at KPFA believe that there is a strong need for the long form, for the careful consideration of sophisticated concepts. And we believe that KPFA listeners want this kind of programming. Consequently, this month we are very pleased to debut a new program called Brainstorm, airing from noon 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. The concept for Brainstorm developed out of a series of discussions various staff members held during the past 9 months. We felt the need to address a variety of issues that have received inconsistent or insufficient time in our broadcast schedule. Specify Cali, we wanted to cover questions of science and technology, environmentalism, education, urban survival, and the broad area of humanities including history, spirituality, psychology and parapsychology, architecture, philosophy, religion, anthropology, etc. What tied all these broad concepts together, we thought, was their focus on ideas. And so we put them under the rubric Oi Brainstorm. Each day of the week will feature a different host, focusing on a different area of consideration. This is the comments still not posting, I will assume the login timed out. I will try to place this comment after a new login. If it fails to update, give me reason why. I have had to make this public record statement at an extreme level because no response on any matter of comparatives of why this has occurred and offer a soundboard for this topic can be found. You cannot just ignore this, and say, okay, he is weird, because I am weird, that makes me more qualified to write this way. I have the authority of my own personal honor to not drop this, it is not dropped. Those who drop the ball to ignore this or delete this, are conspirators of hate. We cannot pass this to any form of solvency for our net to not see us wise 40 years from now when I told you so goes out of my archives be collective detection of net interweaving truths and the hidden details are finally connected on this. We cannot let that be the endgame time when I know what is here. Very disturbing trends unaddressed in the focus of priorities unaddressed in this nation. I expect this nation will not exist for very much longer, and this is the standard to which no one can talk real truth shit. Comment on Robert Stewart Robinson, on Adam 4 Adam is profile block instead 9, marked in memospace. Here is http://blockinstead9.groupup.net. We can do this gracefully, with an address you might consider taking to a limit. Here at Truth Finder we consider anything on the web that is at http://standard to be public records open accessed. As history has placed Adam 4 Adam long standing to be that open, we feel we must take the record into positions into our database. If we understand the web user responsibility side of this, we have a conflict we can't seem to relate to why users would put themselves at such risk of exposure. More likely, it is caused by a lack of net computing moral responsibility of net partnerships to a standard that is directly addressed in computing and moral responsibility and information privacy and cyberspace transactions. We at Truthfinder realize that as time passes, we have lost our intelligence to bring everyone through this process of national security focus to be treated decently as American citizens equal. We are attempting to resolve this matter as Adam 4 Adam reasserts their moral standing to our collective wise audience denouement on file already present on the web for many years now. We have lost our ability to be decent net citizens somewhere here. It would be challenging to know why, but lives lived freely it must be the reason. We are impeding on the life natural course development of persons who have been treated unfairly since the creation of all things best or not so best after all. For what it is to be a human on planet Earth. We have lost our conscience by special interests. We have lost our compassion in that unbalanced equation where we cannot remain honest because of unbalanced relationships formed under a corrupted truth-living existence. We believe in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth should be able to document it onto the web and not left out of balance to be abused by persons who wish to take such documented truth to the hate extremes that weaken by a cited example offered us by a member this year of 2017. There are faults made and we see how one person's view remains challenged to bring forward. And he wants to remove his nationality of citizenry of untied states or to the level of suicide because we have dropped the ball on this classification of humans who for now this date of time can get married. We do not support the Defense of Marriage Act. We support same-sex marriage. That would be great starter point. To the repairing tear of decency that I have been writing about for 10 years strong. All of the documented statements made from me real truth, real honest, and sometimes XXX rated. So what? I am in tears you all at Truth Finder to find me valid as well. You can pass this insanity on to us anymore. On member comment, this remains filed until there is an official net delivered authority statement such as I propose in example above onto the record of human truth. Thank you. I have tagged DARPA in many of these addresses, I have absolutely drains my soul at all of you, to no avail of counsel strong or wise. You are insane. https://www.truthfinder.com/dashboard/report/129756/person/bc149d-5b35-482f-89c6-72f077d4e393/. Search first name equals Robert and search last name equals Robinson and search state equals CO. Robert Stewart Robinson and I, James Martin Driscoll, become roommates as of January of 2017 for a period of 5 months and 2 weeks. As I am in the continued documentation of a hate collective group conspiracy and how that conspiracy was internally exposed in October 2016 to be internal tiered at Chesney Klein John Apartments. He knows I am documenting fully and some of these involvements fully out to, you're crazy, unfathomable detailed and complex. I told Rob that this might be true. From just the first tier exposure of this conspiracy, I place to the record on my site the effect of documentation that places violations of privacy interactions as a reason why Rob was never returned back into employment status at Workforce Boulder, which job work is showing in this report on Truthfinder. Their reasons, he expressed to me, was for now credit report score issues. At this point, I cannot hold what is true from him or anything other than that is what he said was the reasoning. So that they disemploy him as he and all staff are involved in the privatization reorganization of Workforce Boulder, a very stressful condition that he is now living on unemployment long-term trying to get re-employed there. This process of re-evaluation and return to work status in these cases are matters of law-based obligation to this process. I have on file with my care to document all levels of my life fully impacted this conspiracy and cause to effect I see happening internal of community and its own non-attention to affairs of grand importance. his awards and certificates and letters of recommendation of excellence in his job field employment there at Workforce Boulder. There would be absolutely no reason not to return his job to him. At this point in conspiracy when I do not have any trust completely solid built, but a continued next tier level insane to its purpose that occurred later in July with persons involved at the Colorado Health Network staff, aka Denver AIDS Project DenverCap, who by way of knowing interfaces between the health department to report STDs as a communications mediator of function for the health department account at Adam 4 Adam on to reporting STDs anonymously. As obvious as it must be created as a messaging option to source meetings of possible infections, I see that as morally just. But in the process to which I know all of these internal workings have ties that are true to their associations are established and they are supposed to remain confidential, but I believe with a solid set of become self-evident circumstantial records of my documentation, I hold a story where all of these have not remained confidential. Something seriously wrong is happening in all of this. These are not mere random acts of circumstances. They are not just collisions of disoriented injustices that has occurred against a class of community members. Both of HIV which I am documenting from and Rob who is not considered a part of that subset culture community but a subset of cultures to which both of these scholarly authored documents onto our cyber world standards apply to common sense. Who takes the moral responsibility for the creations of actions so high and mighty here, they remain hidden away in secrets of society elite so they are to remain untouchable as I claim. I do not have Rob's permission of authority to release this truth documentation to the general public, and as the legal rule of necessity applies to this, the lesser of evils so-called violations of privacy here, I see no other option but to place this comment as allowed by Truthfinder into the record stream. I see no other option but to place the strangeness of interactions on Adam 4 Adam to this folder root. http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/ http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2support-msg/ I see no other options but to go out of the box of standards, and into a box of lion-wise courage to bring forward something that most would say is wrong. Most would say is unbelievable. Most might question maybe, not likely. But likely is the case and my later addresses begin to become word-oriented to writing the finality of this from outside of the United States with a change of nationality citizenry, for to be able to bust and terminate this conspiracy within this community is showing itself impossible. This is not a laughing joke. But I just chuckled anyway. To prevent the deepest darkest crying I have done recently to the effect my mother is attempting to call Dr. Full for how to best resolve this tomorrow finally after pleading with her to see what is happening here. Her at her own offer resolve for I am going out of the nation. I mean at this time. I will deal with the enable at un.org from outside of the United States. Or will they deny my passport for I have no security issues within my own Truthfinder report to deny such actions against me. They will not trap me into this country and not allow me to break away. They. Who are they you ask? On Adam 4 Adam, there has been long-term stagnation of their GUI graphical user interface to the web. The code written in seemed to be unaltered for so long. I challenged their ability to maintain this standard due to national security reasons long before they changed just 6 to 8 months ago to https://web browser interface. This is true. I have archived web pages through all of this and when it shows I archived the file, it was http://, and now it is just recently changed. Gravity of concern here is no one truly is paying any mind or attention to these concerns because of the sexuality topics of this social dating app, if you call it that platform. Well, that is not an excuse. No, don't bother saying to leave them fend for themselves, disemployed, not reemployed due to this exact process, involving a collusion of considerations association that you can't seem to relate how extensive this is, but I know when I was in Oakland and attempted to discuss many issues of topics related to HIV standards of care agency issues, I was denied access to discussion. Charles, the driver for thecenteroclan.org which later turned to vitalifeservices.org recoiled when I attempted to bring up this, he basically slammed the door shut with no true justifiable reason why. That was over 10 years ago, from that exchange goes a defined big secret, and the writing of this to the mayor of Oakland, California at the time now who is Governor Jerry Brown. This is real people, documentation past and present, live time stamped, this is no new creations of interactions fake news or fake documentations. Written in my journals, http://gruup.net/%5webdomains%5d/multiply.com/in-the-mind-way/multiply.com, James's site /journal.html, self-archive since this site gone of course, is this text. FW, an open letter to the American people. From, James M. Driscoll J.M. Driscoll at post.com to, Anne Spire Anne at thecenteroclan.org. CC, Debbie at thecenteroclan.org, Peggy at thecenteroclan.org, jan_nunez.via.law_offices_todd_b_rothbard@realuphuman.net, alanhorwitzwitz_law@yahoo.com, sarahpaulmalin@alrp.org, jamal_graham_via_law_offices_todd_b_rothbard@realuphuman.net, date, April 11, 2006 to 7:25 p.m. Anne. I asked for an avenue for policy pathways. You give none, because you don't have in place here in this area. Why is that I wonder? Then you ask me to the AIDS Office of Admin. I have wrong person in many of these distributions. City AIDS Americas, recommends grassroots M, odds for Oakland. Realizing there is no policy pathway in place. That was over a year ago. I have been encountering major roadblocks and subterfuge in my efforts with you, and everyone in my path. Others in this community as well. These are plain to see. Again, I call on to a community that does not dumb down its members. When is there going to be an address to these issues community-wide? I wonder how many others have to die before there is a real effort, an urgent effort, as also needed in the subject pathway of this material I used in co-comparison, they are interrelated. Thank you. Mr. James M. Driscoll. Are we clarifying the position that I hold on to this is clear and proper from archived forms of documentations carrying forward to now 2017? Are you telling me that you don't believe this fax to then Mayor Jerry Brown is real? It is fake documentation, really. http://realuphuman.net/%5b_persons_5d, Mr. Mayor, Jerry, Brown, I live in Oakland at Allen Temple Manor, experiencing a subterfuge of mentalities.tiff. Dated, the 10th of April 2006. Which is interesting to note that on the date of the 7th of April 2006 3 days prior is the first record filing of hashtag wordstallofb is noted on the first published online tag at the end. http://wordstallofb.gruup.net/young_night_thoughts.pdf first published online the 7th of April 2006 at the Literary Gothic www.litgothic.com. I have nothing further to write here, except for the Adam 4 Adam support tickets that are questionable processed by Adam 4 Adam support team members as more subterfuge and aspect of prevaricating conspirators involved in this extremely disturbing of hate collective that has been once again targeting me, will this ever get exposed? http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2support-msg/. Personal letter of apology to have to engage a legal standard here called legal necessity to a breaking of traditional privacy considerations involving why this must be told in this form. The public would not view this any way but crazy without the actual links to real people and real events documented against the commons of DL cultural ways of thinking. I have no other options but to have disclosed this, in this form, because it is more likely than not this cause that I document here continues to be covered up. Until there is true community rejection and protest about what is occurring, this conspiracy will more likely than not continue. I am changing my U.S. nationality status to some other place, let you all go down for not giving a care. I cannot see how you all are foolish victims in this creation of hashtag conspiracy that no one will talk about. It is real to all things best be honest, unvarnished tale here, I hate your insolence to accept this upon our community is wisdom wise to continue. You all have the right to be in whatever path you happen on. I hate your insolence to reject me in community everywhere when I am the one holding the truth bearer message, and I am the one who is in view of sacrifice of my life path. God, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot do this, I warn you, one more insult to my intelligence is a insult one too many. They kill the messenger by suicide paths I cannot find how to get reactive function on. This is fact I will not shut up about. Warning: the links here below have adult content orientation, and one reason why no one can talk about this issue, we are all cowards to our sexuality identities, but I am not. I take great care, but nothing here is showing covered up. http://wesimekramobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2user-msg/blacktotaltapla/adam4adam%5b/blacktotaltapla%5d.html. It is the job field in this profile filed out as isn't important. Someone should get hold of the reasons so that this does not have to be legal necessity to why this is being covered up. Help. http://wesimekramobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2user-msg/slim888/adam4adamprofile%5blime88%5d.html. Here is the policy statement to which I am writing to. There are no banned words here in this posting. Truth Finder shall not censor it because it can't be covered up in that method of protecting the haters and prevaricators after I have placed the matter of Harvey Weinstein to the test of public showing or hidden record indexing. We cannot continue to isolate the haters in our society. We cannot compare language violations to legal necessity to why I must declare a fault of orientation to excellence has been extremely lost by administrators of technology domain presences across these genre-oriented sites, figuring no one would dare bring forward to this method, in the matter to which I am being forced to create this record today. Why can you not see this matter as so urgency needed address, and stop the hate and stop ignoring me? How can you all sleep at night? I should only have to write one of this, in this matter, but I will assume that it will somehow fall of deaf ears, even though I am calling Truthfinder to clarify this posting is accurate and complete to these circumstances and that we cannot proceed in these matters to #conspiracycovertip. We cannot proceed in any fashion to the words of Pope Francis or the word of Edward Young several centuries earlier. How can you all sleep at night? Yuck. http://community.grewup.net/words-to-live/. Useach meme, #wordsdollabby, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. MP3 audio spoken voice narration of this page main #wordsdollabby folder. See also, quality over quantity, no hidden agendas. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1-2. About, words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications. Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate 1862. http://books.google.com/books. It equals 50ACAAAQAAJ. Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, 1891 Quotations, English. http://books.google.com/books. It equals 7840AAAMAAJ. Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution http://books.google.com/books. It equals ICMCAAAQAAJ George Walter Bainham 1881. The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins http://books.google.com/books. It equals Big AAAAYAAJ John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray 1836. History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter http://books.google.com/books. It equals K9 Awaka Amaj J.H. Beers & Co. 1890. Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern http://books.google.com/books. It equals Y0 Olayaj 1827. Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, http://books.google.com/books. It equals EUSAAAAYAAJ Adam Woolbever, Comp Adam Woolbever 1881. The Works of the Rev. Dr. Edward Young, Volume 3 http://books.google.com/books. It equals AU40AYAJ Edward Young 1811. Elegant Extracts, Volumes 1-2, http://books.google.com/books. It equals VJ4UAAAAYAAJVICHSMSNOX1809. Paradise Lost, in 12 parts, http://books.google.com/books. It equals CKQ1AAAAMAAJ John Milton, Edward Young 1849. Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published, http://books.google.com/books. It equals K0B2ITLVOBGC1821. The Cynosure, Being Select Passages from the Most Distinguished Writers, http://books.google.com/books. It equals JT8SIAJ1837. The Essays of George Eliot, http://books.google.com/books. ISBN equals 1,406,851,086. George Eliot, Nathan Shepard 2009. Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2, http://books.google.com/books. It equals C8WAWAKAMAJ Robert Thin 1845. The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43, http://books.google.com/books. It equals ZDXMAMAJ 1932. And many other publications can be found by a Google Books search. Go Fix Some Weighty Truth 5. More information can be found, discussed at this link, WikiWorld, WordStalofB. At GrewUp 2012, Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. Copyright 2012 by James Martin Driscoll, all rights reserved. Contact email, wordstalofb-webpageinquires@grewup.net. Posted. James just now. Robert Stewart Robinson and I, James Martin Driscoll, become roommates as of January of 2017 for a period of 5 months and 2 weeks. As I am in the continued documentation of a hate collective group conspiracy and how that conspiracy was internally exposed in October 2016 to be internal tiered at Chesney Klein John Apartments. He knows I am documenting fully and some of these involvements fully out to, you're crazy, unfathomable, detailed and complex. I told Rob that this might be true. From just the first tier exposure of this conspiracy, I place to the record on my site the effect of documentation that places violations of privacy interactions as a reason why Rob was never returned back into employment status at Workforce Boulder, which Job Work is showing in this report on Truthfinder. Their reasons, he expressed to me, was for now credit report score issues. At this point, I cannot hold what is true from him or anything other than that is what he said was the reasoning. So that they disemploy him, as he and all staff are involved in the privatization reorganization of Workforce Boulder, a very stressful condition that he is now living on unemployment long term, trying to get reemployed there. This process of reevaluation and return to work status in these cases are matters of law based obligation to this process. I have on file with my care to document all levels of my life fully impacted this conspiracy and cause to effect I see happening internal of community and its own non attention to affairs of grand importance. His awards and certificates and letters of recommendation of excellence in his job field employment there at Workforce Boulder. There would be absolutely no reason not to return his job to him. At this point in conspiracy, when I do not have any trust completely solid built, but a continued next tier level insane to its purpose that occurred later in July with persons involved at the Colorado Health Network staff, aka Denver AIDS Project, Denver CAP, who by way of knowing interfaces between the health department to report STDs as a communications mediator of function for the health department account at Adam 4 Adam on to reporting STDs anonymously. As obvious as it must be, created as a messaging option to source meetings of possible infections, I see that as morally just. But in the process to which I know all of these internal workings have ties that are true to their associations are established and they are supposed to remain confidential, but I believe with a solid set of become self-evident circumstantial records of my documentation, I hold a story where all of these have not remained confidential. Something seriously wrong is happening in all of this. These are not mere random acts of circumstances. They are not just collisions of disoriented injustices that has occurred against a class of community members. Both of HIV, which I am documenting from, and Rob, who is not considered a part of that subset culture community but a subset of cultures to which both of these scholarly authored documents on our cyber world standards apply to common sense. Who takes the moral responsibility for the creations of actions so high and mighty here, they remain hidden away in secrets of society elite, so they are to remain untouchable as I claim. I do not have Rob's permission of authority to release this truth documentation to the general public, and as the legal rule of necessity applies to this, the lesser of evils so-called violations of privacy here, I see no other option but to place this comment as allowed by Truthfinder into the record stream. I see no other option but to place the strangeness of interactions on Adam for Adam to this folder root. http://awesomeacromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/http://awesomeacromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2support-msg/. I see no other options but to go out of the box of standards, and into a box of lion-wise courage to bring forward something that most would say is wrong. Most would say is unbelievable. Most might question maybe, not likely. But likely is the case, and my later addresses begin to become word-oriented to writing the finality of this from outside of the United States with a change of nationality citizenry, for to be able to bust and terminate this conspiracy within this community is showing itself impossible. This is not a laughing joke. But I just chuckled anyway. To prevent the deepest darkest crying I have done recently to the effect my mother is attempting to call Dr. Full for how to best resolve this tomorrow finally after pleading with her to see what is happening here. Her at her own offer resolve for I am going out of the nation. I mean at this time. I will deal with the enable at un.org from outside of the United States. Or will they deny my passport for I have no security issues within my own Truthfinder report to deny such actions against me. They will not trap me into this country and not allow me to break away. They. Who are they, you ask? On Adam for Adam, there has been long-term stagnation of their GUI graphical user interface to the web. The code written in seemed to be unaltered for so long. I challenged their ability to maintain this standard due to national security reasons long before they changed just 6 to 8 months ago to https://web browser interface. This is true. I have archived web pages through all of this, and when it shows I archived the file, it was http://, and now it is just recently changed. Gravity of concern here is no one truly is paying any mind or attention to these concerns because of the sexuality topics of this social dating app, if you call it that, platform. Well, that is not an excuse. No, 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 don't bother saying to leave them fend for themselves, disemployed, not reemployed due to this exact process, involving a collusion of considerations association that you can't seem to relate how extensive this is, but I know when I was in Oakland and attempted to discuss many issues of topics related to HIV standards of care agency issues, I was denied access to discussion. Charles, the driver for thecenteroclan.org, which later turned to vitalifeservices.org, recoiled when I attempted to bring up this. He basically slammed the door shut with no true justifiable reason why. That was over 10 years ago. From that exchange goes a defined big secret, and the writing of this to the mayor of Oakland, California at the time now, who is Governor Jerry Brown. This is real people, documentation past and present, live time stamped. This is no new creations of interactions, fake news or fake documentations. Written in my journals, http://grewup.net/%5webdomains%5d/multiply.com/ in the mind way, multiply.com, James's site /journal.html, self-archive since this site gone of course, is this text, FW, an open letter to the American people. From, James M. Driscoll to, Ann Spire CC, Alan Horwitz, Sarah Paul Malin, date, April 11, 2006 to 7:25 p.m. Ann, I asked for an avenue for policy pathways. You give none, because you don't have in place here in this area. Why is that, I wonder? Then you ask me to the AIDS Office of Admin. I have wrong person in many of these distributions. City AIDS Americas, recommends grassroots M, odds for Oakland. Realizing there is no policy pathway in place. That was over a year ago. I have been encountering major roadblocks and subterfuge in my efforts with you, and everyone in my path. Others in this community as well. These are plain to see. Again, I call on to a community that does not dumb down its members. When is there going to be an address to these issues community-wide? I wonder how many others have to die before there is a real effort, an urgent effort, as also needed in the subject pathway of this material I used in co-comparison, they are interrelated. Thank you, Mr. James M. Driscoll, are we clarifying the position that I hold on to this is clear and proper from archived forms of documentations carrying forward to now 2017? Are you telling me that you don't believe this fax to then Mayor Jerry Brown is real? It is fake documentation, really. http://realuphuman.net per percent 5b persons percent 5d, Mr. Mayor, Jerry, Brown, I live in Oakland at Allen Temple Manor, experiencing a subterfuge of mentalities. TIFF dated, the 10th of April 2006, which is interesting to note that on the date of the 7th of April 2006, 3 days prior, is the first record filing of hashtag wordstallofb as noted on the first published online tag at the end, http://wordstallofb.group.net/young_night_thoughts.pdf, first published online the 7th of April 2006 at the Literary Gothic, www.litgothic.com. I have nothing further to write here, except for the Adam 4 Adam support tickets that are questionable processed by Adam 4 Adam support team members as more subterfuge and aspect of prevaricating conspirators involved in this extremely disturbing of hate collective that has been once again targeting me. Will this ever get exposed? http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2support-msg/personal-letter-of-apology to have to engage a legal standard here called legal necessity to a breaking of traditional privacy considerations involving why this must be told in this form. The public would not view this anyway but crazy without the actual links to real people and real events documented against the commons of DL cultural ways of thinking. I have no other options but to have disclosed this, in this form, because it is more likely than not this cause that I document here continues to be covered up. Until there is true community rejection and protest about what is occurring, this conspiracy will more likely than not continue. I am changing my U.S. nationality status to some other place, let you all go down for not giving a care. I cannot see how you all are foolish victims in this creation of hashtag conspiracy that no one will talk about. It is real to all things, best be honest, unvarnished tale here. I hate your insolence to accept this upon our community is wisdom wise to continue. You all have the right to be in whatever path you happen on. I hate your insolence to reject me in community everywhere when I am the one holding the truth bearer message, and I am the one who is in view of sacrifice of my life path. God, I cannot do this anymore. I cannot do this, I warn you, one more insult to my intelligence is a insult one too many. They kill the messenger by suicide paths I cannot find how to get reactive function on. This is fact I will not shut up about. Warning, the links here below have adult content orientation, and one reason why no one can talk about this issue, we are all cowards to our sexuality identities, but I am not. I take great care, but nothing here is showing covered up. http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2user-msg/blacktotaltipla/adam4adam%5b/blacktotaltipla%5d.html. It is the job field in this profile filed out is, isn't important, someone should get hold of the reasons so that this does not have to be legal necessity to why this is being covered up. Help. http://awesomecromobonplayroom.school/adam4adam/user2user-msg/slim888/adam4adamprofile-percent5blime888%5d.html. Here is the policy statement to which I am writing to. There are no banned words here in this posting. Truth Finder shall not censor it because it can't be covered up in that method of protecting the haters and prevaricators after I have placed the matter of Harvey Weinstein to the test of public showing or hidden record indexing. We cannot continue to isolate the haters in our society. We cannot compare language violations to legal necessity to why I must declare a fault of orientation to excellence has been extremely lost by administrators of technology domain presences across these genre-oriented sites, figuring no one would dare bring forward to this method, in the matter to which I am being forced to create this record today. Why can you not see this matter as so urgency needed address, and stop the hate and stop ignoring me? How can you all sleep at night? I should only have to write one of this, in this matter, but I will assume that it will somehow fall of deaf ears, even though I am calling Truthfinder to clarify this posting is accurate and complete to these circumstances and that we cannot proceed in these matters to hashtag conspiracycovertip. We cannot proceed in any fashion to the words of Pope Francis or the word of Edward Young several centuries earlier. How can you all sleep at night? Yuck. http://community.groupup.net/words-to-live-by-use-each-meme, hashtag wordstallofb, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MP3 audio spoken voice narration of this page main hashtag wordstallofb folder. See also, quality over quantity, no hidden agendas art thou dejected. Is thy mind o'ercast? to chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1. 2. About, words to live by these words above appear in these titled publications, Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate 1862. http://books.google.com/books. It equals 50ACAAAAQAAJ Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, 1891 Quotations, English http://books.google.com/books. It equals 7840AAAAMAAJ Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution, http://books.google.com/books. It equals ICMCAAAAQAAJ George Walter Bainham 1881 The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins http://books.google.com/books. It equals Big AAAAYAAJ John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray. 1836 History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter http://books.google.com/books. It equals K9 Awaka Maj J.H. Beers & Co. 1890 Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern http://books.google.com/books. It equals Y0 Olayaj 1827 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, http://books.google.com/books. It equals EUSAAAAYAAJ Adam Woolbever, Comp, Adam Woolbever 1881 The Works of the Rev. Dr. Edward Young, Volume 3 http://books.google.com/books. It equals AU4OAJ Edward Young 1811 Elegant Extracts. Volumes 1-2 http://books.google.com/books. It equals VJ4UAAAAYAAJ Vichesimus Knox 1809 Paradise Lost, in 12 parts http://books.google.com/books. It equals CKQ1AAAAMAAJ John Milton, Edward Young 1849 Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published http://books.google.com/books. It equals K0B2ITLVOBGC 1821 The Cynosure, being select passages from the most distinguished writers http://books.google.com/books. It equals JT8SAYAJ 1837 The Essays of George Eliot, http://books.google.com/books. ISBN equals 1,406,851,086 George Eliot. Nathan Shepard 2009 Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2 http://books.google.com/books. It equals C8WAWAKAMAJ Robert Thin 1845 The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43 http://books.google.com/books. It equals ZDXMAMAJ 1932 and many other publications can be found by a Google book search Go Fix Some Weighty Truth. 5 More information can be found, discussed at this link, WikiWorld, Wordstall of Beat Grew Up 2012 Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace Copyright 2012 by James Martin Driscoll. All rights reserved. Contact email, wordstallofbe-webpageinquires@grewup.net.